And we're going to welcome in a new guest that has not been with us at all, but I'm sure you're going to be aware of what we're talking about. Kathy Sutherland is going to be joining us now, and we're going to talk about the Connecticut Roundhill Highland Games coming up Sunday, the 27th, at Lime Rock Park. More information can be obtained at their website, rhhg.org. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us this morning. Well, you're going to have a nice summer weekend this weekend for these games. It'll be humid. It'll be hot. There'll be an occasional thunderstorm or so. But I like the way you started off your press release with this. A wee bit of Scotland will come to the Northwest Highlands of Connecticut. How many years now have you been at Lime Rock Park?
I believe last year, of course, we didn't have our event. So I think this would be the fifth year.
You originally were at the Goshen Fairgrounds, right?
No, that was St. Andrew's Society of Connecticut. They were at the Goshen Fairgrounds. Our event was originally at Norwalk Cranberry Park.
Wow. Now, your event, is this true, 98 years?
Yes.
Wow. You know, I think I've been in broadcasting 50 years, but 98 years. But this is an event that we each year get calls on when it's coming up at Lime Rock and what's going on. So let's talk about the event. Now, I should say, first of all, the Roundhill Highland Games is a 501c3 not-for-profit, all right? What is the main emphasis of your organization?
Other than throwing the games, we sponsor some scholarships. And, like, the Alzheimer's Foundation is coming free of charge to promote their walks this week and things like that.
Now,
education.
You are actually really promoting awareness.
Yes. Awareness of Celtic origins and of other things that are important to the community.
All right, so now what time, and let's go over the dates and the times and the entrance fee and things like that.
It's Sunday the 27th, as you said, and from 9 to 5, and they should enter Lime Rock through the 60 White Hollow Road entrance, and parking is free. There is some online tickets still available. On our website, and adults at the door would be $25 at the gate. Military and former military with ID are free. Children under 5 are free.
Now, what type of games will people be able to see during this event?
Well, the traditional Scottish heavy athletics is the event. For athletics, there will be a stone putt. It's like shot putting, but with a rock. Scott's hammer, heavyweight and lightweight, a 56-pound weight for men and a 28-pound weight for men, and then the women have lighter weights. The sheaf toss, which is done with a pitchfork over a crossbar, which the farmers are very good at. And the caber toss, of course, which is an all-time favorite, where you toss a tree. It can be up to 17 feet long, and the weight depends on the tree and how long it's been since it was cut down. And there's also a haggis toss. And faux haggis because I don't believe in wasting food, and haggis is a staple of the Highlands of Scotland. And so we have the haggis casings, which is a sheep's belly or stomach, and we fill it with sand. And there's also a kilted mile where you get to run a mile on the racetrack in the reverse direction that the cars normally go. So you go uphill first. You can still enter that. There's children's games in the afternoon, piping competition for individual pipers and a couple of pipe bands, whiskey tasting, and I just found out last night that we purchased some mead which is the traditional old-style drink made with honey. And Great Falls will be there with some beers for tasting, and maple syrup will be sold also.
So now, correct, did I say, are you going to serve haggis there?
Normally we do, but we have a new vendor.
Okay.
And I haven't discussed with him whether haggis is on his menu this week.
It is an acquired
taste.
But
I know fish and chips is.
I think most people can deal with fish and chips. It's funny because I have had different people that have tried haggis at different places. And even though it's an acquired taste, it all depends really who's making it, how much of an acquired taste you need. It really does.
I agree with you. I prefer it actually as an hors d'oeuvre on toast points.
Yeah, see, that's exactly. There's different ways to do it, and I've seen it on cooking shows. People try it, and that's the way they try it. They include it with something else, or else I've even seen people try it with a little bit of sriracha or hot sauce, as a matter of fact, as well.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, but haggis is one of those things I think that interests everybody, but only about 2% of the people that have never tried it are willing to try it. So,
well, it's very nutritious.
there's a dish that's made down south, which is basically pig's intestines. It's probably America's haggis. I forget what it's called, but it's probably America's haggis. And once again, it's something that was served because it was fairly inexpensive, was available through animals and everything like that, and it became a staple down south. And restaurants still serve it all the time, and I have seen no difference between that and haggis. So I think every culture has its tradition of a food that started a long time ago, and basically it became a staple because it was easy to produce.
Yes.
Not easy to cook, don't get me wrong, but it was easy to produce. It didn't take a lot of money. So then people will really learn a lot about history of this and also have some fun.
That's true. Also, there are clan tents available where if you have some Scottish ancestry, you can go to one of the clan tents and discuss it with the people that run the tent about where the name came from and some history about the Scottish part of the history and the American history.
And there will be some music there, right?
Yes.
Because you can't have these games without some sort of authentic music with it as well.
Yeah, you'll hear the pipes most of the day.
bagpipes are, when you hear them, I've heard them at weddings, I've heard them at funerals. They are hauntingly amazing. One of my favorite bagpipe songs that I've heard was Amazing Grace, which sounds terrific, but it's all part of the atmosphere and all part of the games. The Highland Games come to Lime Rock Park on Sunday. What time do the gates open again?
On 9.
All right, and you can get tickets at the gate for a slightly higher amount, but you can get them online in advance for a slightly lower amount. And remember that, once again, this is a 501c3 not-for-profit event. This is not an event that's put on for profit. It is an event to put on to raise awareness and to keep alive the organization, the Round Hill Highland Games, that put it on.
So, yes, it's very family friendly. I think everybody will have a really good time.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. And this is the first time we've actually had an interview on this. And I can't wait again until next year when we can talk a little bit more about this. But it's at Lime Rock Park this weekend. And once again, information and tickets in advance, rhhg.org. Kathy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Marshall. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That is the Connecticut Roundhill Highland Games at Lime Rock Park this Sunday. And more information once at rhhg.org on the web.